Previously on CSI Mwangi Expanse. Jack.
What's up, Mech?
There's this circus.
I hate circuses. I'm scared of clowns.
Oh my god.
Jack, what? I reckon that monkey killer slash crow killer bird killer is in there.
But in that case, I'm not scared of clowns anymore.
Don't worry, I got your back, Jack.
Let's go in.
Alright. Hey, you, clown face.
Hello?
Yeah, you.
Hey,
whoa, you what's going on?
You sent a monkey around here?
I am a monkey.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, I was just wearing clown makeup.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm actually a monkey.
It was really good.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
I believe the hype.
You need to stay inside. There's a monkey killer out there.
A monkey killer?
Yeah.
Someone's going around and murdering monkeys, and we're on the case.
You're going to be joking me.
Yeah, it did happen a while ago, but we're still on this case.
Yeah, we've been following it for a long time.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'll be very careful then. See you later, guys.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Why are all these bears dead in this circus?
Is there a bear killer on the loose?
Oh my god!
Is it the same guy?
You might have noticed that.
He's not only a monkey killer.
He's a bird killer
and a bear
is
killer.
Is anything that begins with B?
Maybe.
No, wait. Monkeys don't begin with B.
Wait.
I don't begin with B.
Baboons.
Ow. Oh, right. Oi, that's racist. I'm not a baboon. I was wearing clown makeup.
Won't get fooled again.
I can't believe you guys don't pre-write these. It's amazing.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Improv at its finest.
Well, that was good.
That was great.
Previously on the Danger Club podcast.
If any of you can find an episode where these guys share that gold with Caragor.
Do you understand?
I did not understand it.
Giant only.
I guess it's lethal then.
Font takes 42 points of damage.
How are you doing, buddy? Just speak up if you want us to step in.
There is an enormous stone head.
This was Smith, the greatest of the giants.
We will help.
You write your own spell.
If you mess this up, I'm going to take your head off.
The adventure continues now.
Oh,
well, yours, Dan.
Thanks, Cole.
It's just going to relieve.
If I can somehow top that. Oh, well, a shout out to all of you. Hello. And a big shout out to the Beerblefish Gaming Group who had a lovely Thai meal, succulent Thai meal, you might say, the other day from our local Thai restaurant after hearing that we ordered from it and being like, oh, you're in the same bit of London as us. So here we are, the Danger Club podcast, supporting the economy of East London with noodles. Hello, everyone.
Nice.
And welcome to the Danger Club podcast.
Hooray.
They say it was nice.
They did say it was nice, yeah. Right. Which is true. It is nice. And being careful not to be too specific about where we actually are. But
I was going to say, yeah. Everyone's just a little bit closer to knowing where we are.
They're zoning in. They're like zoning in on us.
After 7 years, the detectives that are on the case will finally work out exactly where
the monkey deaths have been happening.
I don't know if anyone sound. Can you hear this? We sound really good, don't we?
We sound gorgeous, Cole.
Why is that?
I think I can hear my voice in both of my ears.
Yeah, it's weird.
Guys, yeah. I think I'm just going to throw some water around the room.
Could you specifically throw it in the direction of that little side table next to Colin?
Yeah.
The one with the big sign saying no drinks on
that's
it.
That's where I stacked up all my sauces.
Yeah. Colin bought a new Mac.
Hey!
It's been an investment that we needed. So,
yeah.
Well, I needed.
It looks beautiful, Cole. Look at it there.
It's cute, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Big up, Max.
Big up, Max. Apple, send us free shit.
Yeah,
send us free shit.
It's sparkling even more because we cleaned the room as well.
Is that why you wanted a cleaning spree before this record? I did wonder. You sudden found need for hygiene. It's because that came out.
I just want to keep the bottom of my Mac.
Yeah, that is fair enough.
No. Drum, I've got something to say.
What is it?
Hello. A couple of my friends came to see Batsu.
Did they?
Yeah, a couple of my friends, they saw you in Batsu, which is a show. Tell us about Batsu, what you're doing.
Batsu is a show I'm doing in Soho at the moment at the Underbelly Boulevard. It's a fun show. It's like a live Japanese game show. There are punishments and fun, and it gets a bit wacky, and audience participation, etc., etc. There's sake. We give out sake. It's fun. Come down and join us.
Drum, it sounds sick, and I'm looking forward to eventually coming to see it. When do you finish?
It's first week of July or something. It's now every other Friday. Which has complicated things, unfortunately. But we're every other Friday, up until I think June sometime. I can't remember the exact date. But, you know, if you check out, you know, the Underbelly Boulevard website or type Batsu London in somewhere, you will be able to find out, you know, when shows are on and stuff.
Yeah, just before we move on, I just wanted to say to my friends that came to see it.
Yes.
They said, we went to see Batsu last night. I was like, oh my God, my friend's in that. And I described who you were, and they said he was the best one.
No.
Well done.
Was it the one that I was Warrior on then, was it?
No, I don't know. I don't know which one it was, but they said you were great.
If it was the last one, so we last did it, not this Friday, but the one before.
It would have been the Friday before.
Yeah, I was on as Warrior. I was on as Warrior.
Warrior's like the improviser.
Warrior's like one of the four main bits.
That you had to eat sushi off of David Hoskins's.
Yes, that's right, because I'm usually the David Hoskins bit. People usually have to eat sushi off me. And then so we switched to Rudy, and I had to eat sushi off David Hoskins.
Wow.
He's now the stage manager, actually.
Good old David.
Hoskins, is he a comedian?
Yeah,
he does stand up and stuff.
I did a bloody Spit and Image party with that guy. We were angry security guards together.
There's a lot of mime, like
he's got long hair.
Long hair. So nice, like me and him, we double up as parts because we're big and hairy, so we're the sushi models. People eat sushi off our bare bodies.
I mean, that's a hell of a metaphor for the career of an actor, isn't it? It's one day you're the person having sushi eaten off you, and then if you work really hard, you can eat sushi off someone else.
I must admit, it did leave me somewhat confused as to the hierarchy of promotion. That's it. It's just like, hey, you eat sushi off the thing, you do the thing. Yeah,
yeah, but he's stage managing now, because he does stage managing stuff as well. So,
well, this is a fascinating discussion about someone who's not here and nobody listening to this show knows.
It's entirely fine. Fine for us to talk about our careers, Dan. It's fine.
We're not talking about our careers. We're talking about the career of some.
Yeah, so maybe people
some
will
guy.
Look him up and be like, "Oh yeah, David Hoskins is a nice guy. He's worked with the Danger Club before. It's fine."
He might be listening by
Dave
now.
Might
he's
listening.
If you listen, big up, David.
You.
If you're listening, I hope
maybe,
you are.
Maybe bring some sushi.
And the link, obviously, is that our top patron tier is you get to eat sushi off of Drum. If you want the top tier on our Patreon,
I thought you were going to say we have to eat hot wings off of Drum.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
hot wings,
hot wings, and we send you like a personalised video of eating hot wings off of naked
Hoff
Drum.
David,
I feel we have to call up our lawyer just because the terms of this are changing. Like you said, hot wings and then hot wings.
If they're hot wings, you have to eat them off a wall.
Yeah,
yeah,
in your trunks.
Cool. All right.
Should we do an episode? So speaking of whatever the fuck we were speaking about, there's now a giant head in the room.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't here for the last call.
Okay, let's do a little rewind.
Drummond,
I'm going to. Shania was there with everyone else for the last few. Obviously, you missed a couple because you were hanging out with kids. There was a discussion over whether Shania should be eligible for area effect damage. Well, I was like, it just feels a bit mean to call him up while he's with his kids. Just be like, knock some hit points off, mate. So let's go through. If I give you I'll give you a sequence of things that happened, and you just give me Shania's internal monologue, what she is thinking when she witnesses those events happen.
Okay.
Fulton chops you were fighting. You remember you were fighting a big snake woman. She had a snaky, body and big swords, and she was fighting everybody. That's where we last left in a theatre. You see Fulton chop her snaky legs. He said legs, so she doesn't have legs. Chop her snaky parts off and chop her into bits in front of everyone. What is Shania thinking?
What's going on with this snake chopping? I mean, kind of looks like sushi.
Yummy. The director with his little puppet turns the room dark and full of rain and brings up an image of murder and then the little puppet starts savagely stabbing Caragor into a bloody pulp.
Oh shit, there's no strings on him. Caragor, I'm coming.
Didn't.
And I didn't, and then just there, paralyzed. Oh, there's strings on me, shit.
I'm this image coming. Of her like no. Sat in the theater just with popcorn watching all this.
Yeah. Gosh, it's in 3D.
This is such a good show. Oh. What happened after that? Oh god, yes, you went to a pop-up restaurant run by a sheep person where the only vegan thing on the menu was bread.
This what the fuck is fucking going on here? For fuck's sake. I fucking hate restaurants all the fucking time.
You come downstairs the next day. Fulton has a strange glow about him and a knowing look in his eye.
What the fuck's he been doing?
I guess we'll figure that out.
Has he been fucking doing? He's been doing some fucking. Oh.
We'll figure that one out. Episode dropped today. You meet a paladin on the road. He seems sketchy, but everyone has let him join the Danger Club.
What the fuck is it about everyone letting paladins do whatever the fuck they want? I mean, I just fucking get that. I mean, they're obviously fucking weirdos. So fucking good. I fucking hate you.
You are climbing a mountain. A landslide comes down the side of the mountain by some giants. They throw rocks. A big landslide falls down the side of the mountain. Everyone looks like they're about to be hit by it when Caragor holds up a card that allows everyone to escape. Caragor is then flattened by rocks.
So sexy, so flat.
I didn't realise this when we started it, but it is basically Shania witnessing her boyfriend getting horribly injured repeatedly and doing nothing.
Yeah, right.
I've got to imagine at some point she went, sort of, here's some healing, darling, or something, you know, I don't know.
Nah, I didn't.
So,
we kept talking about it through all the episodes. Yeah. Right?
Then you went to the top. There was a pub at the top of the mountain, as top of a volcano. You immediately, as is the smart thing to do after a long journey, went to the bathroom. As soon as you arrived, you came out of the bathroom and you find the pub in complete disarray, tables and chairs knocked everywhere, people lying around on the floor. The bunch of, they're like giant metal dwarves that were sort of drinking in there, so sitting on these giant chairs. One of them hiding behind a chair and is just pointing at an open door at the back.
That's a whole bar fight without me? You shit! You fucking shit! Wait for me!
And that rejoins Shania with everyone else as you go through the door.
I was getting very much like the, you know, 90s sort of girl TV show where it's excerpts of a diary. I think today, Blossom and stuff. I was getting, but horribly twisted, obviously.
So we're in a room with some giants. There's a stone head.
A stone head.
I started thinking about Stonehenge as I was saying it. My brain just went, say it. There's a big stone head. Okay. And we've just cast a spell. A rhymey spell as well. We've just gone around the room we've all rhymed a spell. Veld has gone mad because he's like, you don't need to make it rhyme. And we're all just like, yes, we do. It has to rhyme. And we've just rhymed it. And we've cast a spell and we're just waiting to see what happens.
That was a... So there is also, there's a fire giant in the room. He looks mad. He looks angry. There's this big stone head, like the size of the kind of like slightly bigger than this table, like just sticking up out of the ground. Big sort of Easter Island head kind of thing. This guy with a beard.
And he's on fire.
He's not on fire. No, the other guy. There's another guy who is a fire giant. So he's a giant and his eyes and hair are all burning and his beard is made of fire. He's standing watching. Watching with a hand on his sword, as if something goes wrong, he might kick off at any moment. Last time you came up with, you didn't have the spell you needed to transform stone to flesh, but you came up with the idea of using the nib from the writing desk to basically write a story spell into the world, to write a spell that would work in this situation. You rolled your ritual check. And I think it's about time to find out what happened.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What did we get? 23, I think it was?
Yeah.
23, not remember bad. That. Look at that.
Not big. It's right down the middle, isn't it?
Edited that episode yesterday, so...
Nice.
It's fresh in my mind.
I can tell you that the room starts to shake for a moment. happens a faint rumble from within, and you hear a cracking of stone and a crumbling, and then a little dust starts to fill the air as the stone on the face of the giant head starts to crack and crumble and fall from it. And then suddenly you see a little flash of flesh, a little bit of pink beneath it as you see some flesh beneath the stone as it falling away, and then a little bit of beard. And as it all, like plaster, just crumbles away from this, suddenly the head just moves and shakes, and the last of the stone falls away from it as this huge head just coughs and splutters.
It's turning me to stone.
What?
Looks what? Around the room.
What did you see?
Did you guys said do? Someone turned me to stone. We didn't turn you to stone.
Might be the last thing he remembers.
No, we unturned you to stone.
Who's that bloody genie?
Where's the genie?
A bloody genie turned me a stone.
A genie turned you to stone.
Aye, a bloody genie.
Well,
I wonder if there's a genie is now.
Hello, Shania. You ain't spoke for days.
No, I was busy journaling.
Yes, well, this whole time. Book.
I was. Yeah, I thought someone has to write down our experiences because it's fucking crazy, man.
A couple of us nearly died.
I was. Yeah, flat, no, I was no, bleeding. I were you there? Were you there? I was flat. I was bleeding. Were you there?
Yeah, I was secretly
the
healing
you. Little puppet
you
man,
don't
he
know.
Stabbed me in the juggler. Were you there?
I was, but it was in there. My own head.
This might affect your relationship, I'm afraid. Now, listen, are you the TikTok man? I'm getting confused.
What? No, the bloody TikTok man. He turned me into stone.
He's the genie.
No, he's not the genie.
The fire giant's like, shall I kill them? He's like,
no, don't bloody kill. I'm confused.
All right, so who turned you to stone? A genie?
A genie?
That's not the TikTok man.
No, the TikTok man hired a genie to turn me to stone.
Why?
Not just someone called Genie, right? Just
yeah, Genie.
No, oh, hey, no. I'm Genie. I turned you to stone, that's what I do.
My assistant Genie.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to turn you to stone.
No, I don't know his name. I was like, hello, what's your name? And he went, Stone. I don't think his name was Stone.
And the genie was with the TikTok man.
Yeah.
Why does the TikTok man want to turn you to stone?
He said, because I wrecked his workshop.
Did you wreck his workshop?
I stopped my head through it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got
why did you do that?
Yes.
Because someone bloody filled my house with magma. I live underground.
Did the TikTok man do that?
I don't know.
Okay, so I
live in a cave underground, and one day, all the bloody pipes, no one, God used to come round and fix all the pipes.
God used to fix the pipes.
Oh, well, that explains why they all break then. And bloody magma come flooding into my cave.
Why did you go? So you're just sitting there and the magma starts coming in your room and then you go, oh, that must be the TikTok man.
Well, I don't. It's apparently someone told me it's his job to fix things now that God's not around. So I come up here and say, here, what about the magma in my cave? And I put my head up through here because how else am I supposed to get out? I come from below, you know. I come up here.
You come up, yeah.
I said hello.
How do you know down there?
Stop smashing up my workshop. I said, well, I would do that when you fix me bloody cave.
So down there is your house.
Aye.
Can we come in?
No.
No.
It's full of magma. I mean, he's explained
full of magma.
Well, no, it's been rotted away now.
He's claiming that magma rots.
No one said that.
Yeah, rotted away.
Magma famously rotting away, yes. Very organic.
Yeah. So whereabouts is the TikTok man's in here?
To stone for years and years. Why is this our lead to find the TikTok man? Is this the only one we've got?
Is there any other rooms?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we freed you now. We're gonna go through this door now.
Thank you very much for your help.
Do you have any? Do you remember what the TikTok man? I presume people don't change clothes in the harrowing. But do you know what the TikTok man looks like?
Ah, he's little metal guy.
A little metal guy.
Little metal fella, blue eyes.
And the genie, should we be worried about the genie?
Yeah, you think the genie
is around? Not only if you don't want to get turned to stone.
So, yes.
Okay.
Right. That might be an issue.
So...
Uh-oh.
What?
No, I was just saying, uh-oh.
Oh, I thought you noticed something else coming in the room.
No.
I turn around. I've got more things to protect now. I've got Peter the Pecker.
Yeah, you do.
So,
what's your name?
Smith.
Smith. Ah.
Smith, you can go about cleaning your room
just,
now.
Just one second. He's not one of the people we need to get.
No, he's not a conspiracy.
No. Okay, go right. Yeah, yeah.
Just a random
little sidebar.
Yeah, I've got a question. How do you normally get out of your cave?
I don't. I live in my cave. I'm quite happy in my cave.
So you literally just sealed yourself in.
I live underground. I'm a giant what lives underground.
What do you eat?
Rocks. What do you eat?
Rocks.
Ham.
Pervert.
Sheep. I ate a sheep last.
Okay, I knew this was coming.
Pretty swiftly.
Yeah, moving on.
You are welcome for being turned back into a big, loud, angry face. And I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think we're done with you.
We missed something.
I don't think so.
No, that was quite anticlimactic.
Right. I've missed this.
Did go a whole story song on it.
Yeah, go back to your house.
All right, you go ahead. You see that TikTok, man? You can slap my bat with his head, eh?
Oh, we will. Don't worry. Do what? Actually, we'll figure it out later. All right, let's go to the door.
Back
see you later.
To the cave.
He does a rumble and the head just kind of disappears down out of the ground. More rocks fall in on it and the earth kind of seals up
does
below it.
Does the fire giant follow him?
The fire giant looks at you and kind of nods approvingly. Colin, you edited the episode. What was his voice like?
Do you know what?
Just skip past
you
it.
You skip my bits, don't you?
It's hard to remember the voices. And it's on my old Mac, so I can't even play it. You'd have sounded completely different through this Mac.
That's what it is, Danger. If it sounds different, it's the Mac.
It's a new computer.
Thank you. The fire giant says, thank you for freeing Smith. It seems I was wrong about you. You may go in peace, and I will not furiously attack you as a powerful monster.
Oh, thanks very much.
That's what this encounter was about. You were trying to avoid fighting me.
Okay.
I'm really dangerous.
Right, are you friends with Smith? You're a friend of Smith?
Smith, yes. He's a giant. And
are you giants to catch together?
I'm a giant. Giants for life, yo.
Okay.
That's what.
Cool. I would high five you, but I'm scared I'll burn my hand off.
Yeah. Also, you know, he holds his hand up. It's like...
Oh, yeah. You guys would have to get on my shoulders to do that. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
See that TikTok man? You slap him about his head, eh?
Slap him about his head.
Oh, okay. But give him vote four.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, vote four.
Vote four.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for the genie, though, won't we? Like now. Yes. This blooming genie is turning people to stone.
Well, yes.
Anyone got anti stone?
Anti stone?
You've been turned to stone before, haven't you? Fulton.
Yeah.
How was that?
Can't remember. Yeah, cold.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
And still.
Yeah.
Not cool. Much. Let's go through the door then.
Let's go through the door.
Good. Good. That was a good thing.
That was a good bit, wasn't it? Yeah. Let's move along. All right, let's go. We go up to the door.
All right. Take hold of the door. The door feels warm to the touch. Metal door, and you turn the handle and you pull it open with a rasping creak. You're immediately hit with a wave of heat as you open it. As the tunnel proceeds further into the mountain, you can see a kind of orange glow in the distance.
Like a forge?
Like a big forge. As you make your way down the corridor, you find yourself stepping out onto a metal walkway with a kind of glass roof over it, like a tunnel, glass kind of tunnel over this metal walkway. And the source of the heat and the light becomes clear as you find this walkway goes out over the lava lake at the center of the caldera of this volcano. The tunnel goes out to the middle where there is where you can see a room. Built onto a pillar of stone at the sort of center of the caldera. There are loads of pipes and things coming off it. And looking around the room, you can see just cogs and wheels. Like, the whole thing is mechanical on the inside of this volcano. Like, there's bits, whole sections of rock that have fallen away, and you can just see gears and cogs turning and loads of pipes hissing with steam coming down into the lake. And all of it seems to emanate from this central room that this corridor you're walking along leads towards. You can see in the distance, well, you see in that room, there is a figure who appears to be kind of moving around. You can see someone occasionally just walk past and just seems to be busily going about their business. Do you want some party order as we make our way in, or do you want to know what is your approach? How are we approaching this room?
Well, how do you approach a steampunk volcano? This is the question.
Do you play this card first? The Ooh. Forge. I mean,
is it a forge?
Yeah.
It's more like a sort
are there
of,
any gears
sort of
on there?
Engine
There's
room gears control room things, sounds, gears and stuff.
I mean, when I said to Dad, like a forge, he went, yeah, like a big forge.
Yeah, sounds pretty.
That's forge. True, actually. All right, yeah.
I think has anyone got anything else? Because if not, that
no,
sounds like a pretty good
I don't,
bet.
Don't have
no, no,
anything
I'm just
else.
Saying if sure, there's yeah, one, yeah. You know, it's a bit more. I've got nothing at all to do with got, Giants and Fire.
Anything things. More accurate than the forge, no.
The forge.
Look at the waxworks, but.
Maybe we'll play something else.
No. The forge is good.
The forge. Play the forge.
Play the forge. And Papa goes in the middle.
You play the forge. You take the forge card out. You hold it up, and the forge card flies up in the air and begins glowing.
Yeah.
Gold, granting all of you +2 to your perception checks while you're in this area.
Good one, Bubba.
That will include initiative rolls if you're using perception. For
Lovely.
Okay. I'll go first.
Nice. So we reckon the TikTok man's in here.
I reckon so.
Hey.
It feels like it could be Zvay.
Yes. I would say as well, I know that we've got a habit of sort of mollifying some of these and killing others. Might not be a good idea to kill this one, I don't think. He does seem to be quite fundamental into the running of the Harrig, so probably good to keep alive until at least we go.
There's not many. We do just tend to go up and say hello, and then they tend to go... And then
no, it's true. And actually, like we did the riddles of the one in the carnival.
Yep.
So he lived. And then we did another one who lived as well. I can't remember.
The horse.
The horse, yes.
Unicorn.
Yeah, the horse with the thing.
Yep.
Unicorn.
Yeah,
horse.
That's the one, yeah.
There but then go. There's the goblin.
Language, don't we, buddy?
Yeah, the goblin. Well, yeah, goblin, stop talking about the goblin. Yes.
I'll go second.
I'll go
Fulton
fourth.
Because I am... that's the way I normally go, isn't it?
I'll go behind you then.
I'll go behind Aaron. You then.
No, you said third.
Alright.
Is it single file?
No, he said in the middle.
No.
Yeah, oh, well, there we go.
Middle. You get like three of you side by side if you wanted to.
Well, no, I think, can we not walk across this thing like, you know, sort of slow motion? Sort of the magma boiling behind and stuff like that. It'd be quite cool.
It would be quite cool, actually.
It would be quite cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it very hot in here?
It is warm in here, but not to the point that it's kind of having a... not the point you're having to roll anything yet. It looks like these walls are shielding you from the worst of the heat from the volcano below.
So, spellcaster people, in future, because in case we get close to magma, have you got any resisty, heaty, hotty, shieldy kind of stuff?
No. I don't know.
No, that's not really sort of the... Resisty, hotty, shieldy stuff. No.
I've got resistance to fire.
Oh, great. Well done, Fulton. How can you pass that around?
Oh,
you can't, can you? No.
So just make sure Algon's like... So just make sure that the dwarf falls in first. Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Did you hear that thing about trying not to kill anyone?
Yeah, I think we should... As a member of this party, I think we should kill him.
Algon?
Yes.
Would you say... You're a survivor.
Survived pretty well so far.
Yeah, you have, haven't you? Do you have like a chest or anything that you've left at home?
A chest or something?
Yeah,
like, you've like got a lock on.
No, I wish. I travel the lands with just me and my horse.
Okay.
Do you like artichokes?
No, it's not an artichoke. It's a hop.
I do like artichokes.
What about hops? What about beer?
Hopped. Fucking hate hops.
Oh, shit. Okay, right. How long would you say your sword was? And its pommel, would you say that was slightly more... Was that a dueling pommel, do you reckon? A hilt, sorry, or like a just stabbing?
He draws his sword. He's like, it's a long sword.
You're wearing gold, aren't you, Algon?
Yes, my armour is golden in colour.
But it's not actual gold, because that would be silly to wear gold armour, wouldn't it?
Are you saying that my armour is fake?
Oh shit, I've just backed myself into a corner, I suppose. Is your armour actually gold?
No.
Ah, say you'd be so easy to kill. All right, okay. Do you know what? Fulton, I don't think that's...
No.
Don't think that's this picture of the survivor who's got a blue tabard steel armour sitting on a chest and is in front of what clearly is a hop, not an artichoke.
Fine, do you
do you have any artichokes out of interest? Because I could really go for an artichoke about now.
I mean, there is this fellow. There's this chap, The Lost. He's wearing sort of gold armour.
That's a lich, Felder.
Yeah, but it might be, you know, sort of indicative of an inner, like, you know...
Classic necromancer behaviour, right?
Yeah, are you sure? Yeah. I don't know.
Are you lost?
No, I am the ever-seeking. I'm seeking that which is lost, but actually, I will find it.
Do you have a twin?
Hang on, our character. I think...
Ross has got two frogs on it.
Yeah. Okay, I think we already carded him, didn't we?
I think so.
There was a card called The Paladin that you used on. That's how you were able to defuse the initial encounter with him.
Great.
Of course.
Are we sneaking or are we just going?
I think we should try and have a little
sneak.
Stealth.
Is it being a forge, a mechanical place? Is there a lot of rumbling of machinery?
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Pretty loud. So there's probably not much point sneaking around if we've been covered sound wise.
It's also a straight corridor directly into this room, so there's not really like anything to hide behind.
Okay.
And so you're going to walk in single file and try and make it think that there's only one person coming.
Okay, I'm going to just walk into the next bit.
Yep. Like dramatically said.
I'm
just going to walk in the next bit. I will also walk into the next bit.
We've still got Philippe with us, right?
Philippe is with you. Yep. Yes.
Good.
I like the way you have to ask that.
Well, I'm here. I'm just checking, yes.
Imagine, like, oh no, Philippe died. Sorry, we just didn't bring that up. Philippe is very much still there, as is Peter the Pecker. Look at this big old party you've got right now.
Mm.
All right, so you make your way.
I'm just going to cast shield on myself.
Okay, you cast shield and...
Mage armor. Mostly.
Mage armor, okay, that makes more sense. Yep. You armor up.
Actually, sorry to faff around. I will try and be stealthy, and because if I do that successfully, it does give me bonuses to things when they happen.
No, that's fine. So you kind of... You hang back behind the rest of the group to try and not be noticed by them. Give me a stealth check. Let's see how stealthy you're feeling.
Pretty stealthy, yeah. It's a 34.
Bubba would like to go stealthy as well.
Oh, okay.
I rolled a natural 20 on that. 35.
Do you want me to leave, Colin? Is that what you want? So what you want? Do you want the bow?
It's not... No.
I'll give you Peter the Pecker. Do you want an eye patch?
I just saw you go stealthy and I thought...
How? Well, I was stealthy.
I don't know. It's the rules of the natural 20.
I feel the sequence of that was you saw him go stealthy, rolled a natural 20, and then decided to declare you were going stealthy.
No, I was going to do it anyway. I was going to do it either way. I was going to,
All right, so you... all right, you go stealthy. So what we got? A 34. And Bubba, total 35. Of 35. Okay, cool. But with an early 20. Lovely. That's good to know. Okay, and everyone else just walks forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cool. You
but kind of like with a little bit of a magma swagger.
You walk forward.
Felder's got
magma swagger.
Magma swagger.
I love the fact there's nowhere to hide as well. How would we be stealthy? It's so fun.
It was certainly easier when it was just one of you trying to make it look like there was one less person. With two of you trying to make like it's one less person, it maybe gets trickier. Because there are physically fewer people to hide behind. So you've got kind of Shania, Felder, Fulton, Algon, and Philippe. I mean Peter, but no one's hiding behind Peter. Walking along together with the two of you kind of just trying to stay in their shadows behind them and trying to stay out of sight.
Sorry, I've just remembered who Peter the Pecker is. I was who is this Peter?
Peter. Who is Peter the Pecker?
No, but Drum won't know because you haven't mentioned him.
Drum's not been here for games.
Peter the Pecker?
Do you want to explain?
I'll tell you when I can come out of stealth again. Yeah. I'm in a thing right now. So let's just get through the fucking corridor.
There is a scaly kind of reptilian peacock. There's like a peacock with kind of a long reptilian head and reptilian face.
Has he still got a broken beak?
With a dagger strapped to his head.
Oh, with a dagger strapped to his head. That's right, yes.
His beak has been healed, but he still has a dagger strapped to his face. Yeah. So you all march forward with a bit of a magma swagger into this room. Stepping into the room at the centre, it appears to be a vast workshop. There is a forge in the middle of it, with a burning embers and things inside it, and bucket and stuff at the side. There are all sorts of gears and pipes and levers. It's like the TARDIS in here. There's just things. It's a, you know, it's a neurodivergence dream. There are so many things you could pull and twist and press and fiddle with, all over the walls. Moving around the room, just pulling levers and adjusting things, occasionally picking up a spanner, is a small creature, so a little shorter than Fulton, made of metal. He's made of a sort of a burnished kind of silvery gunpowder coloured metal, and like a full suit of armour with a metallic face. When he turns, you see he's got glowing blue eyes in the centre of it. He wears a ragged cloak around his shoulders, like a thick leather cloak designed to keep out heat for working the forge, and he wears a big pair of gloves. He's just moving around. He stops after a moment, pats himself down, and he's like, keys, rain over the mountain, rain over the mountain, winds in fable, conditions good, and it just adjusts a couple of things if he's messing, and goes back to a list, looks through it. He kind of looks up, kind of sees you, and then just gestures to Velda and goes, you, pull that lever.
Okay. Velda pulls the lever.
You pull the lever. There's kind of a whoosh from somewhere. Nothing happens in the room where you're at.
That was actually quite satisfying. That was pretty
Hello
good.
Hello there, Mr. TikTok man.
Yes, 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 yes. What? Keys.
Are you free to talk for like 5 minutes?
Free? I haven't been free. I haven't been free in centuries. I have so much to do.
We can help you if you like.
Do you need some help?
I can pull that lever again if you want. I nailed it.
Why would you pull the lever again, okay. You moron?
All right, fair enough.
You've already pulled the lever. And pulled the lever twice. What do you want to do? Turn the river backwards?
Yeah. Sounds pretty cool, actually.
So you have to make the whole land work now. Is that the deal?
Yes, that's the deal. I'm very busy. Look, will you... That cable that's come out there. Plug it into the one below it.
Okay, she does, sir.
For goodness sake. Useless. What do you want?
Well, we wanted to speak to you. You know, there's a lot. I can't remember what we're here to fucking talk about.
We need tokens from the conspirators.
Yes.
So we need a token. Fucking help me out here.
Is there some task we can perform or service to get your token in return? Because we need it to go and rescue our friend from the patchwork prince.
The most precarious setup for a negotiation is Shania, Velda, and Fulton are the only ones who can talk.
Yeah, yeah.
The other two are hiding.
Why do we always enter into negotiations where it's like the least knowledgeable person about the situation is like, hold my beer. Yeah. I'll lead this. Always away. Every time. Great. I love it. The Dutch Club way.
Good.
He stops from it. He's like, look, I don't have time for this. I am incredibly keys. I am very, very busy right now, and I need to look. Hold on. He goes everything, and he just takes hold of another big lever in the floor and just pulls it, and the room shakes for a moment. And he's like, okay. Right. Well,
I mean, can we do this for you for a while or something?
Do this for me for a while? Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. Good, great. Just create a thunderstorm over Fable for me.
Okay, cool. Which one's the thunderstorm?
See, exactly. That's why you can't do it for me for a while. Because I can do it. Because I'm the one who knows how to do it. Because I ate her eyes. And so now I know how things work.
So
now it's my job. Now it's my job to help everyone with their stupid little lives.
Why did you eat her eyes?
Because I wanted some of her power.
But she created you.
I mean, you really shot yourself in the foot there.
Oh, you think, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so perceptive of you.
So you're not enjoying your job.
Oh, you're perceptive too, are you? You've managed to see keys.
Yeah, we've got to perception, this, so yeah, we're perceptive.
Why don't you just stop?
If I stop, the realm falls apart. The whole place falls apart. It's my job. It's my job to keep everything running.
I bet you couldn't stop for 5 minutes.
No, I can't stop for 5 minutes. Kiss, kiss, kiss. And he goes over and he just turns a massive crank.
Have you ever seen what happens if you stop?
If I stop, the sun will fall out of the sky. Do you want the sun to fall out of the sky?
Well, no, but...
Well, then!
But you don't know that that's going to happen if you stop.
What do you want again? What do you want?
We
the
want,
token.
I tell you what, we will leave you in peace so you can keep the sun turning and the thunderstorms
rivers
rolling
flowing,
and the rivers flowing and ain't no mountain high enough. and then if you just give us a token.
That's your negotiation, is it? If I give you something, my situation will be exactly the same as it
no,
was.
No.
Well, we offered to help you and you seem to tell us that we can't.
No. It'll be better because we won't be here. Yes,
we
leave you in peace.
We can help you do this ever again.
That's a bold promise.
Make a deception check.
Velda has images in his mind of the sun falling out of the sky. Just faster than it would have normally.
Is this like the hatch
in
Lost?
So glad that.
19,
good. That is... okay. He looks at you and goes...
You're an idiot.
He says, look, all right, fine, hold on. And he goes over and he takes a hold of a huge lever at the side and just pulls it. There's a shuddering. And looking down, you see the lava in the lake below has stopped moving. Like the lake is just as if it's frozen in place. He's like,
all right, I'm on a break. What do you need a token for?
We need it to take it to the Patchwork Prince.
Yeah, well, yes, we need it to gain access to the Patchwork Prince, who's kidnapped a friend, the fiancé of a dearly, dearly beloved other friend from the wedding, and, yeah.
Oh, I care so much about your human problems.
Human? Human problems?
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sort of half-sylph as well. I was
not really. You're half-sylph? Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Give him a prize. He goes over and takes a small box. He goes, here's your prize.
Oh, thanks. I have the box.
It's a piece of coal.
Oh, I love coal. I eat it.
Yeah, okay, so look. You disagreeable little guy. Are you going to help us out, or do we need to, like, beat it out of you? What the fuck?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You are a true diplomat, Shania. Well done, yeah. Yes, well, what can we do for you? You seem a very intelligent fellow and a very busy fellow, so surely there must be something we can do.
You want to help? You want to help? All right. You want
yes.
to help?
For a token.
Think. All right. All right. Do you know the Weaver?
We've
yes.
heard tell of the Weaver.
Right. I need... The Weaver is useful. The Weaver is one of the only ones who... This is the thing. The thing that drives me crazy, Keith. The thing that drives me crazy is that the people... Is that all of these... He goes over and just pulls another lever, turns a crank.
I thought you were on a break.
All of the conspirators... Oh, I'm on a break, and that's going to stop that house falling down, is it? Just because I'm on a break doesn't mean the world is on a break.
Oh, that's true enough.
Shut up and eat your coal. The trouble, there was a whole plan. The whole plan was we were going to take it over, we were going to eat up God, and then we were going to run it together. And now Muggins here is the one who's having to run it all. They're useless. The Weaver, she is slightly useful. She has story stuff. Story stuff is useful. Story stuff is something I can make use of. You can forge it into things. I can use it to make tools I like. Things that keep breaking. You see that pipe? There's a pipe that's kind of leaning off the side of the caldera. I could fix that. That's what I need. I need stuff for. If I can get some story stuff, then maybe I can patch that up.
So we need to go to see the Weaver.
If you go and talk, if you go and see the Weaver, I want you to bring me. If you bring me, I need some of her grubs. They're probably my best friends. You've got these disgusting little things, little maggoty things.
Are they their babies or something?
I mean, they're babies. They're not babies. They're not people. They're little wriggly things made of stuff.
But she's going to care that we take them away.
Yes, so kill her.
Kill her?
Yes, just kill her. She'll come back.
She will?
Yes.
Where's the weaver?
If anyone dies here, they come back, they get reborn in the man molds, she'll sculpt them back into a thing, and then they go back out again. So, not a problem.
Where is the weaver?
In Fable. She runs a... she's got a workshop in Fable with a big chimney coming up.
I said it. I knew it.
So we have to go to Fable. But can you get us the token now?
What? No!
Oh. Okay.
Bubba steps out from behind Peter Pecker. Like literally hiding behind Peter Pecker.
Just in exactly the same pose as the peacock.
Aha! Hello.
That's not a peacock.
Sorry, I was just hiding. What are your keys for?
What? Wait, my keys are for opening doors.
What doors?
Any doors.
Any doors?
Why do you care about my keys? My keys, 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 keys.
I'm just... you keep talking about your keys quite a lot. Just
making sure I don't forget my keys. Never want to forget your keys.
Can you get to places quite quickly using those keys?
A lever snaps over suddenly, and a cog just whizzes across the room and cratters. You're like, oh, for goodness sake! Distracted me! And he runs over and grabs it, drags it across, just kind of starts hammering it back into the wall, onto its place. The keys are none of your business! Bring me grubs if you want to, if you want the token.
I mean, can you get us some weight quickly,
though?
The
key's the token.
Key's a token, innit?
Oh. Yeah,
well, yes, possibly, but, I mean, we need to speak to the weaver anyway.
Why don't we...
And I'm whispering this over the...
Because it is noisy. You don't know how good at listening he is, but...
Because we need to get the weaver's token anyway.
We could just fight him.
We could just fire him.
Yeah, although he's got a point. I mean, he's literally controlling this entire realm from this control room.
But is he?
This wouldn't be an arcana check, really, would it? Because it's not magic. Or is it magic? Magic-y sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, it is kind of magical. It was built by a magic user, so it's... Yeah, I get. Yeah, I'd take an arcana to kind of have an idea of it.
He did literally just freeze magma in place with a lever pull.
Indeed.
Either we have two fights with him and the other weaver, because she's probably not going to want to give her token, or we have one fight and
then come back.
Or we just... Someone who's already in hiding could pickpocket his keys off him whilst you're distracting him.
That is a big ask. Like, you're currently hiding literally behind the group. Like, there's not... It's a well-lit room in a caldera without too many... I mean, it's... Yeah.
Mage hand.
I mean, take a shot at it, but I want to give you an
idea
of, like... I
feel like I've been effectively dissuaded away from that thing.
I just don't want you to... want you to be aware of how tough a task, how big an ask that is if you want to go for it. I'm not saying don't go for it. I'm just saying it's
going to be hard.
20, okay, 25 on the Arcana, just to see, sort of just looking around and appraising how vital this is and if it is actually controlling stuff.
It does seem to have an effect on the world. It is complex. Yeah. Like, you get the feeling that the amount of knowledge... You take in kind of some of the set of bookshelves, and you see how many technical manuals and things are on there, and you feel like it would be like trying to service a Tesla with, you know, no training. You know, it very complicated. You can tell whatever this is very complicated.
Yes, yes. No, I think I'm not sure taking him out is a good idea.
Well, anyway, he'd come back anyway in the man molds.
He would come back, and we'd probably have to deal with, you know, like... stuff falling over and things like that in the meantime. So,
all right. Yes, Mr. TikTok Tambourine Man, we will accept your offer.
Mr. TikTok Tambourine Man.
Tambourine.
If we get the little babies, you give us the...
six of them. Bring them to me. I can use them to make tools, and then, yes, you can have the token.
You know we're going
to
get there.
What's the token, by the way? Is it the keys?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm just going to tell you so you can just steal it.
I'm not going to. You come back anyway.
You lied to me once already, dwarf.
All right, fine. All right,
what's the quickest way to get to Thingy?
Follow the path down the mountain, back through the briar. If you're good enough, maybe you can find the old path. Otherwise, cut you through the briar and go back up to Fable, to the Fable's up in the west.
Yeah, it's where we came from.
Wow.
It's literally going back the route you've just walked.
And then we go climb back up the mountain. Brilliant. All right. Cool, nice.
Quick question before we go.
What?
Where's your genie friend?
Oh, I don't need him.
I don't need him.
Where's he gone then? And who is he?
The genie. Oh, he's one of Cesarion's servants. I hired him for a day to deal with an infestation.
The big stone, the big giant.
Yep.
Yeah, have you cleaned his cave out from magma? Because, I mean, you know, no one wants a magma infestation.
I've got enough things to do dealing with the surface, it's not my fault if someone's cave fills with magma. That's not my job. I'm not the magma guy. I'm the everything guy.
I mean, you are magma. You stopped the magma down there.
You literally stopped the magma. You could just stop his magma for him, you know. Maybe reverse it back up.
Want me to shine your shoes as well, do you? I have to do everything round here.
All right, TikTok man. We'll see you later.
Yes. And he pulls the lever again, and the magma starts moving, and he again immediately moves around and just starts patching things up again.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Don't come back without the grubs!
Can we flash cut?
Can we flash cut? Can we get that?
I cast montage.
Is it? We've already been to it, so fast travel.
You make your way back out of the thing. I was like, so we're not killing him? I thought we were going to murder him. I thought that was literally the plan.
No, because if we murder him, then the whole land will cease.
Caragor had an arrow to the string just over the TikTok man, but then every now and then over Algon as well, just in case. Just every time he moves something that puts it away again.
All right, well, I don't understand your plan. I feel like you're stalling.
No, we gotta get. No, we don't want to stall. That's the problem. We want to go to get the tokens as quick as we can.
Right.
But we gotta think about this sensibly.
Sensibly.
You're a paladin. You should know about sensible.
Or at least law.
It gets in the way. All right. So we're gonna go back. We go back to Fable. We're gonna steal a bunch of grubs.
Uh huh.
We bring them back.
Yeah.
So we kill the weaver while we're there.
Hopefully not.
We'll see.
Is the Weaver one of the conspirators?
Yes. Okay. I think so.
So we take the Weaver's token.
Hopefully,
by force or not. Then we come back to the TikTok man.
Exactly.
We kill the TikTok man.
Because he'll have grubs and he'll give us the token.
We give him the grubs. God, your plan is complicated. I'm bored by it. Fine. All right. By the time you kind of make it down the gigantic steps down the side of this mountain, dusting, you're just covered in soot and dust and ash from coming climb this mountain. He retrieves his horse and mounts up, and you ride back in the direction of Fable, back the way you came, back along the path where you met him. At which point it's starting to get dark by the time you get there. The sun on its arm is kind of dipping below the horizon, and the moon is beginning to rise up along the other side of it. And you see the stars beginning to just ignite in the sky above.
Everyone, we have had a fight today, some of us, and some of us haven't got any spells. Some of the spells have been burned through. It might be good to just have a quick rest, have a sleep, and then this in the morning.
Fables. Sounds like a good plan.
Fable wasn't where we met the sheep, was it?
Yes.
Oh, it was.
But you are unlikely to make it back there before nightfall. It's a few hours walk to get back there.
Should we cozy cabin up?
Yeah.
Have a sleep, do this in the morning.
Okay, let's do
this. Cozy cabin.
All right, cozy cabin up.
Okay. You pull up a cozy cabin in the woods.
Do we trust that the TikTok man's going to give us his keys?
If he doesn't, then we'll just fucking shaft him.
Yes, I mean, I didn't see any duplicitousness from him.
No, I mean, he's angry. Is there a logic in leaving certain conspirators last? Is there a conspirator in charge of the man molds? We've already been there.
Yes, there is a conspirator. Yes, I can't remember who it is now.
It's Mazzali. That's where you are going at the moment, is the man molds.
I thought we were going to the Weaver.
Yep, Mazzali the Weaver is the one in charge of the
Mad Lords. Right. Because if there are key players involved keeping this realm alive, and we don't want to, you know, collapse it whilst we are in it, then taking out the man what runs everything and then the person what
everyone
puts people back.
Won't come back.
Yeah, exactly, and there won't be a realm here, which I imagine would hinder our plans at getting, name, Hadley out of the thing. So have we left these two till last? And if not, are there others we can get to beforehand in case these two force us to fight them?
Well, sure. I think it could be a good idea, because if we kill the Weaver, then we're basically going back to sort of like a 90s RPG scenario where, you know, you kill a key character in a quest and it's broken. Because that's something we should probably
learn. Yes.
You know.
So the other conspirators left on the list are...
Anyone?
Hold on.
Thanks, Shania. You wrote this down.
Shania's list.
The journaling worked.
The wolf who lives in the briars. And there's the peddler. The night peddler.
I wrote all these fuckers down.
This is going to be...
I just need to find out where it is.
So past all of these notes so far. Caragor's getting really badly hurt today.
Yeah.
We've got a couple. There's a couple left. If these two are like, well, thing is, I don't know how long it would take for stars to fall out of the sky. It was a great hue and cry song, but I'm not sure how long it would take here. And if the realm stayed in perpetual daylight, if night didn't work anymore, would it matter that much? I don't know.
It also actually raises an interesting question of how do we want to leave this realm when we do leave it? Do we want to leave it functioning and running, or do we want to just leave it as a waxy mess?
The other thing that I'm wondering about...
It hasn't saved my notes.
Sweet.
I wrote them all down. I wrote all of them down.
Mate.
And all I've got left is Hadley van der Ael, Ike's fiancé.
No, we know him.
Still a useful note.
We know him.
It's factually correct.
Can we make a check just to see how many there are?
You don't have to make a check. Thank you. I just wanted to reward Drummond for having written down notes.
Bramblestone, the Prince of Wolves in the Briars. We've got the Night Peddler. We've got the East Demon's Fen Barrow King, I wrote down. We've seen the Sanguine Playhouse. We've seen the TikTok Man, the Weaver Marzekli, the Patchwork Prince, and the South Haunted Garden. So, we've got the Bramblestone, the Night Peddler, and the Barrow King.
So, do you reckon that? I mean, we don't know. We could get to them and they'd be like, we're in charge of putting breath in people's lungs.
Yeah. I don't think so.
It might be less. To be honest, important.
I've been trying to keep track of that. And it seems like, from everything that everyone said, the only two people who really do the running of the mechanics of it are the TikTok Man and the Weaver. Weaver's the people, and the TikTok's the mechanics of the land.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's my point.
Exactly. So, and I don't think the Prince of Wolves, that doesn't sound very. Sort of needful.
Wolves are fucking sick.
They're sick.
What's the paladin's name again?
Algon.
Algon.
Yes!
What's the Prince of Wolves do in this land?
What Prince of Wolves?
The Prince of Wolves.
Bramblestone.
Bramblestone's not a wolf.
No, I know, but he's a Prince of Wolves, right?
He's the Prince of Rabbits.
Who told you he
was the Prince of Wolves?
I'm pretty sure.
Velda.
I'm pretty sure. Told at the beginning he was the Prince of Wolves. Has he self-styled himself the Prince of Wolves?
No, he's never called himself the Prince of Wolves. Who did you get your information from?
I could no longer tell you because their notes didn't save.
It would make absolute sense. I've got a card here that says the Rabbit Prince. So it seems pretty consecutive.
Sweet.
So what is...
Rabbits can be a bit wolfy sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? When they get really, really hungry and they want those carrots.
Oh, yeah, those wolf rabbits.
Yeah. The wolf rabbits are old.
What's the Prince of Rabbits do? What's he like? Is he just in charge of all the animals?
He doesn't do anything. He wanders. He wanders the whole time. He's gripped by a terrible wanderlust. He has to wander the briar as much as he can.
We tried to find him, but
Was that the Briar one we were trying to
get? That was the first one we were going to find.
And then you changed your mind. You decided not to.
Yeah.
Okay. There's not enough room in here for you, Elgar.
What?
Yeah, sorry. And Bubba just sort of slowly closes the door.
Don't worry, there's not enough room in there for me either.
Not really, nah.
See ya.
Night.
How many people are in there, actually? Is there enough room
all
for
of
me?
Us. Well, there's three beds, but then you can... people can... There's enough room for someone to sleep on the floor.
Let's be clear. There's two beds. Philippe always takes a bed.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just sleep outside. It's all right. It's not raining, is it? It's not cold, is it?
It's pretty mild at the moment.
Yeah. No, I'll just sleep outside.
Well, do you come to camp with me and Algon?
Yeah, sure.
Algon, how good are you with a tent?
I'm the best with a tent. You want a tent competition?
Abso-fucking-lutely, I would love that.
Make a survival check.
T-
25.
You crush him at a tent competition. He's still trying to peg down the ground sheet by the time yours is up and ready to go.
Caragor externally looks very like cool, calm. He's very benevolent in winning, but in private he's like sweating. He's like, I'm still relevant.
He doesn't say anything, but he looks at you like he's internally adding your name to a list. He finishes, put him up, and you bed down for the night. So Bubba, Shania, Philippe, and Veldar are in the cabin. And
I left the cabin.
Oh,
I'm in the cabin. I'm camping.
That's it. So Veldar, Caragor, Algon outside the cabin. The other three inside the cabin.
Shania's spooning Philippe.
Yeah, correct.
Can I get? Can I have perception checks from Caragor and Veldar, please?
Yes.
Sleeping outside.
Oh, it's your dice, Ross.
Oh, I'm going to put this dice away because it was an old dice.
And I were there dice from?
How old?
These were the set I bought when we first started playing D&D.
Wow.
After the attraction we all met.
Wow. So they are
old. Arcan.
I feel like this long story about your dice is stalling from a bad roll.
I said, and I'm not using it again.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a 16.
Oh, no.
I'm getting Velda's dice out now. I'm actually
19.
A 19 for Caragor. Okay, you both kind of, you both sleep peacefully through the night. And there is a clunking noise in the morning. There is a clunking of, and the sunlight comes in as the sun starts rising above the trees on its arm. And those of you wake up who are in the tent kind of wake up and step out of the cozy cabin. Those of you in the tents step out, come crawling out of your tents, and you all stop and look in shock as Velda, looking very tired, climbs out of his tent, steps out. And you look behind him, and stitched to the back of Velda's heels, painlessly for you, Velda. You don't feel this, but you see it as you look down. Stitched to the back of his heels is a tattered-looking blanket that stretches out almost the same length as him. That is being dragged along behind him. And that is where we'll leave it for tonight.
Ooh, interesting.
Stitched to his heels.
This week's episode was brought to you by Stu Jackson. Stu, thank you for being our Dangerling of the Week, for supporting the show. If you want to be the Dangerling of the Week, if you want to have your name on the show, if you want to get access to bonus podcasts that you cannot find anywhere else, go to patreon.com/dangerclubpodcast. Thanks, Stu.